Well, Donal, Junior B champions last year, and while chasing a Junior A championship final title this year, certainly Rob Rimmert's going in the right direction.
Yeah, well, we have girls there that are some senior girls that have been playing football for a good number of years, and we've mixed in some very young talent in there over the last 2 years, and like they've progressed really, really well, and they've shown some dedication and commitment. And then, you know, you can't speak highly enough of the girls themselves.
Hmm. And I suppose all the more impressive when you consider one of your top players, Emma McCrory, of course, who has county experience at senior level, has been out all year.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Like, and you know, when you have a county player within your team and within your squad, the other girls look up to her. So that's one of the things that I did ask our other girls is, you know, it's now their time to stand up and develop themselves further as players and within the team role, to take on, you know, greater responsibility, rather than sometimes you rely on your county players sometimes. So that's one of the things that we've asked, and again the girls have all responded to that.
And tell me a little about the team.
Well, as I said, the ladies team themselves, they had been out of football for a couple of years there, and they decided to get back together and they asked me to get involved. So they've brought a good mix of experience in there. There's some of the girls there, Janice Rush and Martina Rush and all involved in the squad. There's Niamh McBride, again, out injured at the moment, but all those girls have been playing football for a good number of years. And they've got together and they've brought some of the young girls in. And as I was saying, you know, they're great role models for the younger girls in the community to get back and get playing football. So I think it's an excellent thing that they've done. Mm. And the football-wise, they have great ability and great potential. And it's keeping that together.
And tell me about the championship run.
Well, again, championship, as I said, personally, I would be always down to girls. Like, championship's the one that we really want to get involved in. You know, come the end of the season, we want to be thereabouts and semi-finals and finals. And like we have some difficult tussles there. We would have played Dunloe in the quarter-finals. And again, that was a massive task for us to get over. Get over to low in the quarter final, and again the girls responded every inch of the way. When they're out in the game and in the heat of the battle, you know, they've great resilience. Even if they're behind, they've great resilience in coming through and then moving on to the semi finals, which was a long affair where we went to Glen and we went to extra time, and unfortunately we had a girl injured in an extra time on the first day out, and the game had to be abandoned. So the semi-final was played again, replayed last week, and again it went to double extra time where the teams couldn't be separated, you know, at normal time or after the first period of extra time. So it was into the double period of extra time that the girls again started to pull away slightly, and, you know, just made it over the line by a single point against a very good Glen Colin Kill Neath Columba team.
So there's certainly no fluke. You're well road tested ahead of the final anyway.
Well, listen, that was good preparation, I have to say. Again, we're probably working with small numbers there, and, you know, very little on the bench that we can call on to give some of the guys a rest or anything, but you couldn't have asked for better preparation for the final.